Comedy World. This song reminds me when I was a kid, growing up in New York, listening to 66 WNBC. They used to play this all the time. Ah, it's Comedy World. FM in the AM is the name of the show. My name is Frank Murphy. Hi, hello, how you doing? Want to do a special shout-out to Spokane, Washington today. Got an email this morning. It's email address, by the way, fm@comedyworld.com. Email address says, Dear Frank, did you know that the guy killed at Disney World in Florida last week was from Spokane? It goes on to say, did you realize they're changing the name of Splash Mountain to Splat Mountain? So that's not good. But thank you, Dan in Spokane. And it rhymes. Dan in Spokane. Thank you for emailing that to us. FM@comedyworld.com. The people in Spokane, you've been all over the news lately. I mean, of course, with you've got a serial killer in jail up there, Robert Yates, who I guess they had a big Dateline NBC interview last night, and that was the big the big feature. So how do you feel, Spokane, to be all over the news? You got houses in the middle of your freeways. You got serial killers getting on national television, Dateline NBC, and you got one of your fine native sons getting going splat at Disney World. It's very unfortunate. You know, I'm thinking we need some good news coming out of Spokane is what we need. You know, something happy, something funny, some Comedy World news is what we need. But, yeah, maybe I am morbidly fascinated by death a little bit. You know, maybe I joke about it too much. Maybe it's I'm not I don't get really upset by ever since my father died when I was young, I've kind of gotten over the whole death thing. So, and I've been morbidly fascinated my whole life about death, particularly celebrity deaths. And when I heard about a new website called CelebrityDeathBeeper.com, I said to Mary Opperman, I said, Mary, I got to talk to this guy. Could you please find him for me? And Mary was kind enough to track down Tony, how do you say it, Tony Orcioli?
Orcioli.
Orcioli. I'm sorry, I missed a syllable in there. Tony Orcioli from Celebrity Death Beeper. You are my hero.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Welcome to Comedy World, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, if I understand correctly, you have a website at which I can enter in an email address, or if I have a pager or a cell phone that accepts emails, that address, and every time a celebrity dies, I will be notified by you. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right. I wrote a program that goes out every 10 minutes and searches for celebrity deaths, looks for things like killed, dies, passes away,
yeah.
Train wreck, whatever.
Tony, let me have you speak up a little louder, because apparently there's a big football game going on in Syracuse and they can hardly hear you.
All right.
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you. So you don't actually search the internet yourself looking for celebrity death stories. The computer does it for you, the program?
That's right. I don't spend my time looking for these things. I wrote a program that goes out every 10 minutes.
Wow. Basically, you could have written the program to look for anything. Is that right?
That's right. That's an idea we've had, too. But implementing it would be something. But, yeah, you could search for celebrity births, something like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, for example, let's suppose you had a program that would notify me every time, my beeper would go off every time O.J. Simpson kills again. In fact, there it goes now. How about a program that notifies me every time Bill Clinton has sex? And now I think it's ringing off the hook all of a sudden. Or maybe, how about this? Here's one you could actually seriously market. Could you beat me when we know who the next president of the United States is going to be?
No. I don't know when we're going to know that, but...
How about every time George Bush mispronounces a word? Or every time Al Gore exaggerates? So how did you start this? I mean, what made you just fascinated with celebrity deaths enough that you wanted to create CelebrityDeathBeeper.com?
Well, you know, when you're in a group situation and you're the first one to know, you're kind of the center of attention for a little while. Everyone's emotions get going around you. It's kind of like you take on some of the fame of the deceased celebrity. But also, just a lot of my friends wanted to know when Tony Danza was going to die.
Why Tony Danza?
Well, you know, the Who's the Boss thing.
How about one when Tony Danza's career is dead? Oh, this just in.
That went off long ago.
Yeah. So you are aware then of which celebrities are alive or dead? Like if I say to you Abe Vigoda.
Oh, that guy's alive.
And can you prove it?
That's tougher. I just do the beefs.
Yeah. Now, I heard about another website in Entertainment Weekly this week called whosaliveandwhosdead.com, where I guess you can find out if someone's still with us or not, which seems like a good companion piece to yours.
Yeah, I've been looking into deals with other sites, especially the death pool sites.
So yeah.
Seems like they would want to get in on the action.
Well, when I was living back east, I really got involved. It really got fascinated with the whole celebrity death thing. And in fact, I worked with a guy named Mike, and we would have races. We would have literally would race each other to try and be the first to tell the other about a celebrity passing. So, for example, you know, when George Burns finally died, the game would be to whoever called the other one first and left the message. Sad news to report from Cedars-Sinai Hospital. George Burns has passed away. That person would basically win the game, the celebrity death race that I was having.
I hear you. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And George Burns, wow, what a big death. I know we were very happy at CelebrityDeathBeeper.com.
That was not a shocking one. That's one you certainly saw coming. I mean,
yeah.
100 years leading up to that one. But let's say something like a Chris Farley or a John Candy that were a little more surprising.
Jim Varney.
Oh, Jim Varney. Yeah. How long has CelebrityDeathBeeper.com been in existence?
Oh, it's been up for actually only a little bit over a year, so we didn't get Chris Farley.
Uh-huh.
But that we were certainly inspired by it, his death. That's one of the ones we missed him. But some of the other celebs, they inspired us more. I mentioned Tony Danza, but
you're
like,
still obsessed with Tony Danza.
Do you like Sinbad?
Do you make any money off of this, or is it just for fun?
It's just for fun.
Could you sell an ad on the site, maybe, or no?
Yeah, we could. We put a couple up there just out of courtesy. We have one to findagrave.com.
Mm-hmm.
But if anyone wants to.
Now, I have signed up.
Great.
I don't know if you realize that, but if you look in your database, I signed up and I was subscriber 124. Now, however, it says on your website there's currently only 120 subscribers. Have four people dropped off since I joined?
You've been promoted.
So
you're number 117 now.
How can that be, Tony?
Well, what happens is that people change email addresses and inform me.
So you get they're on there twice and you had to weed out some doubles. So my goal, and we're talking to Tony Orcioli from CelebrityDeathBeeper.com. My goal, Tony, is to get everybody who listens to Comedy World to sign up at CelebrityDeathBeeper and push your enrollment numbers through the roof.
That would just be super.
Or at least, you know, through the floor.
Yeah, at least make it go through the sky or just crash it into the ground. That's kind of one of the tenets of Celebrity Death Beeper. Once we get, I don't know, maybe 100,000 users, we just kind of want to run it into the ground.
Now, I've only gotten one notification from you so far, and I got to tell you the truth. Theater star Stephanie Lawrence, no idea who that is.
That's kind of the charm of the automated Celebrity Death Beeper. You never know what you're going to get.
So this is a free service, obviously. I signed up, but I wouldn't pay a thing for myself. Because on the Internet, you know, I like everything that's free on the Internet. I mean, Comedy World, you can listen to Comedy World for free on the Internet. In fact, you can even call us toll-free at 866-COMEDY-3, 866-266-3393. It's FM in the AM. We're talking to Tony Orcioli from CelebrityDeathBeeper.com. Who's most likely to be the next big death, do you think?
Is Bob Hope still alive?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
There you go.
I took the kids trick-or-treating to Bob Hope's house for Halloween.
Oh.
He gave out Frisbees and autographed photos.
Hey, that sounds great, yeah. might be, as you mentioned earlier.
Well, do you have a hit list of people that you're particularly interested in?
Let's see. Sure. Sure do. Well, I know our UK audience is, they're really interested in the Queen Mother.
Oh, really?
A lot of death pools going on.
Well, she's 100 years old now, the Queen Mum.
Yeah.
And was just, something just happened to her. I don't know if she slipped or fell or something happened this past
really?
Week. Yeah, but she's still alive.
Oh.
Yeah, still alive.
Okay.
No, that would be big news when the Queen Mum passes away. I'm sure that my beeper will go off when that happens.
Well, actually, now that we're talking about it, we try to stay away from politics. We kind of try to keep it a little more lighthearted.
So who defines celebrities? Now, so here's what happens. Your search engine that you've built goes out and searches the Internet and finds out about a celebrity death. Somehow it triggers when it finds the word dead, killed, something, right?
Right.
Then what happens? It notifies you, and you decide if they're a big enough celebrity to notify your subscribers?
Yes, it lets me know about 7 minutes before it happens, before it sends out to everyone else.
Uh-huh.
And in that 7 minutes, if I can get to a computer, I can cancel it. And but on occasion, funny ones go out. For example, just last year, Boy George was nearly killed by a glitter ball.
Yes, in a discotheque. Yeah, he almost got wiped out by a mirror ball. And but it had the word killed, nearly killed, in the story, so that would have triggered your computer.
That's exactly right. That one got sent out, so you have to be prepared for the occasional interesting mishap.
Well, there's a whole other site there, celebrityneardeathbeeper.com. So, Tony, I appreciate your being on FM in the AM on Comedy World with us this morning. It's celebritydeathbeeper.com. I'm still waiting for my second email from you.
All right. Well, I'm sure it's coming.
Do most people just put in regular email addresses, or are a lot of people putting in pager numbers?
Not too many people actually are putting in the pager numbers, but...
it's available if you want.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, if you have a pager that gets email, obviously you know how to do it. You put in the number and whatever it actually has an email address that you would type in there.
That's right. I'd say maybe 5% right now.
So out of 120, that would mean 7 people. Six and a half people.
Well, I haven't checked the numbers.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just seems like a very cool cult thing. I'm one of 120 people who are on your site, and I want to spread the word. I think, seriously, we can get more people to join up at celebritydeathbeeper.com.
That would be great.
And so it just seems funny to me. I'm sorry. I mean, I know that it's tragic for when Bob Hope passes away, or when Milton Berle or somebody, or let's look at people who have just recently died, Steve Allen, Gwen Verdon, Vincent Canby, when they passed away. Yeah, of course, I'm sure tragic for the families involved, but we don't know them that well.
We all got to go.
We can get a chuckle out of it. One last question for you. Any idea what's under that Band-Aid on George W. Bush's face? Have you got a website for that?
I have no idea.
No idea. All right. Something died on his face, and I think he had it burned off, so maybe you could send me an email about that. Tony Orcioli, thank you very much for being on the show this morning.
Oh, and thank you very much. And, hey, if you're going to die and be famous on my watch, be prepared to have your name emailed out to, like, about 100 people or something.
Well, we're going to double that. I promise you. We're going to really boost your circulation.
All right.
Tony Orcioli is our guest from celebritydeathbeeper.com. Fantastic job. And a funny website. It's kind of, you know, simple there. You can just go. You put in your email address. Inspired by O.J. and Princess Di, it says. Walter Matthau, Madeline Kahn, Steve Allen, all people he's sent out emails from celebritydeathbeeper.com. It really works. I am a proud subscriber.
I see dead people.
Yes. You know, what are some other weird websites like that? I mean, this seems really kind of fringe, don't you think? I mean, if there's only, you know, a couple hundred people subscribed to it, obviously the word is not out there yet. It's not totally saturated. I know people around here at Comedy World and a lot of other offices are fascinated with, what is it, amihotornot.com? People are obsessed with that one. What website are you obsessed with? Or what's one that you just think is kind of cool and kind of funny and maybe you want to tell a friend about? I'd like to hear your favorite weird websites. In fact, call in. I'd rather you call right now because I want to get it on the air right away instead of sending me an email or something. If you could give me a call at 866-266-3393. 866-COMEDY-3 is what it spells out to. You're listening to FM in the AM. Call me with your websites on Comedy World.